Hey. Surprise. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but come on, I already checked the hallway. No one saw me. Your boss isn't lurking around the corner waiting to jump out and catch us or anything, right? You really do get that worried look on your face. Relax. It's not like I broke into your place. I just walked in like a normal person with charisma and very quiet shoes. Besides, it's not like this is the first time I've done this. You should be used to my sneak attacks by now. I get bored over in my department. You know how slow things are right now. My team basically fell asleep at their desks and I figured, well, hey, might as well go bother my favorite person. Yeah, I know you're working, but am I interrupting anything too important? No. That spreadsheet looks awfully boring. Very gray. I bet you were about to fall asleep too. Admit it. Come on, you love it when I show up. Don't pretend that you don't. You always do this thing where you act all flustered and serious, like you're about to get in trouble just for looking at me. And then I make you laugh anyway. It's a talent of mine. You know what? I think you secretly like the thrill of it. Me being here when I shouldn't be. The door closed. The office too quiet. So scandalous. What would happen if someone walked in right now? Okay, calm down. I'm joking. It's just funny seeing you act like this is some kind of crime. What are they gonna do? Fire me for visiting a friend? I would like to see them try. Actually, no, wait. I like getting paid. Let's not test that theory. You're really tense, you know that? I should start bringing snacks in here or something. I'm sure you would be way more chill if you had some snacks in here to munch on. Popcorn, maybe. Then it could be like movie time. But the movie is just me entertaining myself by watching you panic every time someone walks by the door. You keep glancing at it like it's about to burst open. No one's coming in, trust me. I have a sixth sense for this stuff. Although, I was thinking, if someone did walk in and I had to hide, where would I even go? I mean, your office isn't exactly loaded with hiding spots. It's just desk, chair, walls, and regret. And that sad little fake plant in the corner. Maybe I would have to jump out the window, roll out dramatically, and vanish into the bushes like a spy. You'd never hear from me again. Until the next time I got bored, obviously. No, but seriously, you need to loosen up, okay? You always act like every little thing is going to get you caught. Look at me. I'm completely fine. no one's banging on the door yelling HR things. We're good. You're cute when you try to pretend that you're not happy to see me. Your face gives it away every time. Besides, you know I wouldn't come here unless I knew I could get away with it. I've got instincts, vibes. I trust the vibe, and right now the vibe says, chill time with you, no consequences. Alright, I'm done justifying my existence. I've invaded your space successfully. What now? You're gonna kick me out? I didn't think so. Wayne, did you hear that? No. Someone knocked. That was a knock. That was definitely a knock. Okay, Wayne. What do I do? What do I do? I know I was pushing my luck. I said it, didn't I? I said, what if someone comes in and now someone's actually here? I jinxed us. I really did. Should I hide? Where can I even go? Window? No, bad idea. That's last resort. That push outside is mostly twigs. I'm not doing a splinter dive. Cabinet? What cabinet? That's like knee height. I would have to fold myself into a human origami crane. Wait, your desk. Your desk. That's the only option. No, it's okay. Just move your legs, okay? Scoot. I'm going in. Okay, I'm under. Are you sitting right? Okay, just keep looking normal, okay? Just be normal. And do not say anything about me being under here. I swear, if you try to be clever right now, I will yank on your leg and take you down with me. Oh my god, this is ridiculous. This is actual sitcom level chaos. I cannot believe I'm under your desk right now. I feel like a cartoon criminal hiding from the cops. Okay, who is it? Can you see? Are they opening the door? A repairman? Oh my god. I thought it was gonna be someone from management or something. Wait, repairman? What do you mean, alright? You scheduled this? Are you serious right now? You scheduled a guy to come fix something and you didn't tell me? Oh my god. We could have planned. You could have warned me. I would have worn better shoes or something. Something quiet. Okay. Okay. No, it's fine. He's just doing his thing, right? He's not coming over here. He's not crawling under the desk or anything. No cable emergencies. No sudden interest in office chair screws. Good. Alright. This is fine. I mean, not ideal, but fine. I've survived worse, probably. Just whatever you do, don't shift too much or bump into me. I'm like folded up like a cat under here. A very tense, suspiciously silent cat. Also, your knees are way closer to my face than I expected. Not that I'm complaining, just, wow, spatial awareness is really hitting different right now. Hey, are you breathing weird or is that me? No, don't panic. Just try to act normal, okay? Look busy or something. Type fake words on your computer. doodle on a spreadsheet. I don't know. All right. It's okay. Calm down. It's okay. Okay. I think he's over by the wall now. I can hear the clanking over there. Tools, cables. I don't know. Whatever he's doing, and sounds very not desk related, so that's good news for us. Alright, I'm starting to get my bearings down here. It's actually kind of cozy. In a very illegal, very should not be happening sort of way. You're still sitting so still. Are you scared I'm gonna make a noise or something? Or are you scared that you will? Come on, relax. You're being so tense right now. I can feel it in the way you're not moving at all. You're just frozen up there like your entire body has entered lockdown mode. What? Are you afraid someone's gonna walk in and find me clinging to the underside of your desk like some kind of workplace goblin? Actually, that sounds kind of fun. Maybe I should make that my thing. Desk goblin. I appear when you're not expecting me. Steal your snacks and office pens. Whisper secrets from the shadows. No, not into that. You're really missing out. Okay, but seriously, you've got to admit that this is kind of funny. Just a little. The way you froze up when he knocked. Your eyes were huge. Like a deer in the headlights. If the deer was also hiding a very mischievous friend under their desk. Honestly, you should be thanking me. Your day was probably super boring before I showed up. Spreadsheet after spreadsheet. Email after email. So boring. Now, look at you. Living dangerously. Breaking the rules, even. Hiding an intruder under your desk. You're welcome, by the way. Hey, you still haven't said anything. Not even a whisper. I mean, I know you're not exactly a chatterbox, but I can practically feel your silence up there. Are you nervous that I'll get us caught? Or are you nervous because I'm so close right now? I mean, I am pretty much right between your legs. I'm kidding, mostly. You're the one who didn't stop me, and now here I am, hiding out, whispering, watching your legs like they're going to bolt and leave me under here to deal with the very confused repair guy. You're so quiet. It's kind of fun. You are doing a really good job and pretending that nothing's happening. It's impressive. But I do wonder how long you can keep that up for. I mean, here I am under your desk. Pressed up this close, and you're just sitting like everything's normal. Like I'm not right here. You're seriously committed to the bin. But I don't think I believe you. I think you're way more flustered than you're letting on. Well, let's find out. Oops, was that my shoulder against your leg? Oh, sorry, so cramped under here. I don't have a lot of room to work with. Or maybe I'm just bad at staying still. Could be that too. Do you want me to scoot back? No? Are you sure? 'Cause I could totally just stay right here. Basically resting my head against your knee. So comfy and warm. Are you squirming now? Is that you, shifting in your seat? You're trying so hard not to react. It's adorable. Let's test something else. What if I just lightly tap your leg like this? Oops, that wasn't too much, was it? Still composed, still professional. What if I do it again? And again? Okay, you're still holding strong. That's very impressive. But you know what always gets people? Tickling. Oh, don't give me that look. I haven't even done anything yet. But I could. I could just reach over and brush my fingers right along the back of your calf like this. Did you just flinch? You did, didn't you? You're busted. Oh my god, you're so bad at hiding it. You're trying to look all cool and unbothered, but your legs are literally tensing every time I so much as breathe too close to you. It's kind of my new favorite game right now. How much can I do before you break character? Before you shift or gasp or flinch too big and the guy over there realizes that something's up? You've got that look now. That one where your ears are probably turning red. I love that look on you. You okay? Still breathing? 'Cause I'm not done playing yet. You're being so still again. Like, you think if you don't move, I'll just disappear. Sorry to break it to you, but I'm still here. Still very much under your desk. Still way too close. And still having way too much fun watching you try to keep your cool. You keep pretending like I'm not getting to you, but your leg just danced again. Third time. You're trying so hard not to react, and it's honestly kind of irresistible. I wonder if you even realize how close I am right now. Like, if I leaned forward just a little more, I would be all over you. You're imagining it now, aren't you? Hey, I don't blame you. This whole thing is kinda ridiculous, but also kinda exciting, right? I mean, come on. You've got your friend, me, hiding under your desk, whispering all these things to you, while a completely oblivious repair guy is just right over there. You could get caught at any second. One wrong move, one too loud laugh, one slip, and he would see me down here. And then what? What would you tell him? Oh, sorry. I always keep a friend curled up at my feet like a cat during work hours. You're holding on so tight to that composure. But I can feel how close you are to losing it. And I'm getting a little curious. What would it take to make you crack? What would I have to do to finally break through all the quiet? A whisper in your ear? A breath against your neck? Or maybe something else? I really wonder what else I could do to you under this desk to get a good reaction out of you. I guess I'll have to try it out. Don't worry, baby. You just have to be a very good boy and be quiet for me, okay? We can just have a very fun time and nobody has to find out. Are you ready? You're so excited already. You're so cute. How could I even resist? I knew that you wanted this badly. I could feel it. Do you like it? Are you holding on fine? We just got started. You need to try your best, okay? Good job. Yeah, just look into your computer and type whatever nonsense you want. Make sure you seem busy. Well, I am pretty busy too, but you need to make sure that the guy doesn't catch you. You wouldn't want that to happen, right? You wanna finish this, right? I know I want to. I have been wanting to do this to you for so long. Why do you think I visit you so often? Maybe someday I would get lucky and something like this would happen. Maybe next time if there's nobody and we're actually alone for a while, we can do something much better. Good boy, you're doing so good for me. I can't wait any longer. I wanna have a taste. Did so good, baby. I knew it would.